Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome back to the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down and discussing Season 2, Episode 10, called Potential Energy. And here to help us is special guest Patrick Sabongi.
It's me, I'm
thanks for being here. Yeah, it's Captain Singh. Everybody not watching, just listening.
Oh yeah!
This is the one and only Captain Singh.
That's absolutely. Glad to have you. Let's do some intros before we get started. I'm Jeffrey Masters, a tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Tari J. Miller. I'm at Tari J, T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Awesome. If you guys haven't done so, you can please subscribe and leave us comments on iTunes. You can comment on YouTube. You can tweet us. We love continuing the conversation. All right, guys, this was a big episode. What do we think? Potential Energy. We had the big villain, Turtle.
Yeah, it was a good way to come back.
Yeah.
I just miss this show so much when it's gone that I can't possibly explain it. So I went back and was rewatching some of season one, which, by the way, was so freaking good also.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. I'm ready. And this was a great way to bring us back in.
Yeah. I loved the like, opposites whole thing, which was really cute. I didn't even realize how much I missed all the characters. But then when Cisco came in and was kind of nagging at Harry, I was like, oh, so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything you want.
Like, I miss the characters, but I also miss, like, the more supporting cast. Like, when every time Captain Singh pops in,
woo!
It's like, there he is.
Yeah. That's true.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
I'm glad
one's working's nice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know ahead of time, like, how many episodes per season you'll be there, or is it just kind of like a case by case?
No, it's case by case, and, you know, the episodes aren't, they don't all come prepackaged. I think, you know, the story is developing as it goes, and you kind of never know which way it's going to turn, so you can't really anticipate, you know, how much time you're going to spend at the CCPD. I know I'm around, and I pop my head in every now and then, but yeah, the story is so broad and vast, and you never know if they're going to have time to, like, kind of check back in with the...
Yeah, I mean, for such a funny and, like, action-packed show, did you ever have any idea, like, how heartfelt and deep it would get?
I didn't, and I'm actually glad you brought that up. That's kind of...
He's really good at what he does, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
You read my mind. That's actually my favorite part of the show. It's my favorite aspect of it. It's kind of what sets it apart from all the other shows in this genre, is its humor and its heart. And it's and by some miracle, everyone in the cast kind of shares that same character trait. Everybody in the cast is just such wonderful, warm, funny, humorous people. And I think that just comes across in the tone of the show and in all the dynamics and the relationships.
Is this show up your alley? Would you be watching it if you weren't involved, or are you not much of a comic fan?
No, I'm a huge fan, big comic book fan, big action fan. I think it's definitely something I would have watched. I might have been more of an Arrow, dark, kind of hard-hitting kind of guy. But I got a couple of kids now, and I can honestly say this is the first show that we sit down as a family and that we can all watch and all equally enjoy. You know, it's not too dark, it's not too violent, and, you know, we dig it as adults.
That's a really big compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that. How old are your kids?
My son is 8 and my daughter's 10.
Okay. So age appropriate for 8 and 10-year-olds. Yeah. Good to know.
And so you're from Canada, right? So
I'm from Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is sort of Canada. It's in Quebec, which likes to think it's separate.
Oh, does it? Okay, I think that's a longer conversation.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm from Montreal originally.
Oh, but so not Vancouver. So you're not like going home every night.
Well, home, that's a loaded question.
Is it?
Yeah, I do live in Vancouver. I'm based there now. But I'm spending more time down here in LA. And this other show I was on shoots 5 months a year in Montreal. So I'm between Montreal, LA, and Vancouver on any given day.
Have you picked up any tips to stay warm? Because when we had Danielle Panabaker on, she said that you guys are so freaking cold that everybody has developed their own like techniques to stay warm.
I'm from Montreal.
Oh, so you're okay.
It doesn't really get cold in Vancouver, man. It's not cold.
They're a little wimpy then, just saying.
You said it, not me.
I love it.
We can't like have Captain Sing in, of course, without mentioning the fact that the character is gay.
He is.
Yeah, which is like huge for comic books, and they addressed it. He had a love interest. What, that was a flashback. Wait, the dying boyfriend, did that not happen?
No,
it was mentioned. My storylines crossed.
Yeah, yeah.
We just heard mention of him.
If I may.
Yeah.
Please.
He started out season one with a boyfriend, and then we heard about him as the fiancé.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And then there was the episode where Captain Singh got hurt, right? Got blasted by Martin with that lightning beam.
Oh, right.
And I was in the hospital dying, and then we met my fiance.
Oh, right. I forgot
to mention somebody crying.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's horrible.
yeah, that's right. Jeremy Schutze, he plays Rob, and I think he crushed it. He did a great job. And we saw him a couple of times. Flash saved him from a burning building once.
Oh, did he?
And then there was an episode where Joe West mentions that Captain Singh is away on his honeymoon.
Oh!
So Captain Singh is married.
How much more of your love story would you like to explore, or have they talked to you about exploring in the future?
Yeah, we've talked about it in passing. I think they definitely want to get back to it. But like I said, the world is so broad.
Yeah.
There's so many other heroes and
crossovers.
And crossovers to take care of first. And I don't think they're rushing to anything. In the comic books, Captain Singh's in a relationship with
Piper.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. And they've introduced that character to
right.
the Flash.
And that was not the fiancé.
So, you know, before we get all the way back around to that storyline, if ever we do.
A lot of fiancés die, so like watch out.
Right, especially in Central City. Yeah. It's crazy up in there.
I was so worried about you when we met Pied Piper because like oh my god, are they gonna go there? Like, he's bad, does he know? I wanted to call you and let you know that like things wouldn't go well for you, but didn't have your number at that point, so you know it didn't work out.
Oh my god.
There's still time though.
That's true.
You have a whole nother Earth where that relationship is a thing.
Ooh.
Oh, you're right.
Earth 2.
Earth 2. I'm very excited.
We're so excited.
Are we going to meet your Earth 2 version?
I don't know if I can say.
Oh.
But we can all hope.
Mm.
You can say that every time. I'm still going to ask the questions, but you can turn me down.
You're priming him.
Yeah. Because I have so many thoughts and questions, and we've got them in here, so it's like tickle torture.
Okay, we'll transfer those thoughts and do this episode.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
Let's do this.
I think Turtle was one of the creepiest villains we've had. He wasn't just like killing for fun. He was killing in like what can I say besides creepy?
Well, yeah, he was like a legitimate serial killer.
Yes.
Which was really interesting. Like, because we had the Trickster who was sociopathic or psychopathic or whatever, but this was a whole different level because it was more intimate. He was trying to take things from people because something had been taken from him. Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, the darker side of me loves Arrow, and every time they have a villain, they just kind of kill them, because or at least that's what they used to do. And so on this show, when I moved over to Flash, every time we would have a villain, we tried to put them in a pipeline, and I'm like, okay, what are we doing putting them in the pipeline? Like, let's just shoot them and move on. But we've decided we can't do that. Tonight, we actually had a reason to not kill someone. We had to keep them around. We needed to use this person. So that's why he was so scary to me. Turtle was somebody that we couldn't, at the end of the day, just shoot. We need him in order to defeat Zoom.
Yeah, and yet, like, I was kind of annoyed that he went to Turtle 3 times, just, like, hoping to wing it.
Flash?
To, like, power through it, as he said.
He's getting a little cocky. I said that earlier this season, too. He's getting a little cocky.
But isn't it cool to kind of break up the pattern of how we're going to defeat the villain this time, you know? Like, we usually have that
standing around talking about
montage sequence where, you know, he trains and comes back and beats the villain. This time he just wanted to power through it. You know? I think that was cool to kind of switch it up that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, I appreciate that, actually. But I guess, like, the pragmatic part of me is like, yo, like, twice you, like, couldn't power through it. Like, why is it going to work the third time?
Yeah, I agree that it's cool, but I also think it's foreshadowing of the problems we're going to see with Team Flash. Because if this is his new motto, I'm going to power through, and it worked this time, it might not work in the future.
Oh, that's a really great point. With Turtle's powers, obviously he could slow time, but could he also move quite quickly as well?
No, he was transferring energy to himself. So the energy that he was taking from the other people, he was putting on to himself.
So at that moment, he could then transfer it.
Yeah, so
it
he had their always. Energy.
Yeah.
And so, I think there's that the element of he can slow down everything around him so much that if he just walks around at normal speed, he's super speeding.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys
like
know.
Three different levels of speed.
When it comes to the show, we just kind of have to sometimes be like, yep, that's the thing. Yeah. We believe it because that's what they showed us and
don't
that's what's in
thread.
This universe. Yeah. So I'm going to buy it, whatever it is.
And you know what? In a magic show like this, I'm more apt to like allow like dramatic liberties too.
Mm, I agree.
You know, if it was a straight up like high school drama, I'd be like, no.
I don't believe you.
When all the bombs went up to the sky.
Oh, yes.
So we got to let some things go.
Though I thought this was a really clever way of doing it in that like essentially he's an energy vampire. So around him, if you think of the way that his power works is, so a spring, when you crush it, is potential energy. And so all the energy that it's about to release is the energy that he's sucking up. So you think of it that essentially with his power, it would never unspring.
Huh.
I'm so sorry. Do you remember that from high school? How are you whipping this?
Because it's Tari. I can't believe you're even confused. He knows all of it.
Do you remember that?
I was a science major for my first few years of college, so I was all into the physics.
The physics. Oh my, that's fascinating.
Makes him the coolest kid at the table.
Okay, well, we're asking Tari questions. I have one more.
Oh, I have some Tari questions too.
Oh, do you? Can I ask mine first?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I have Tari answers.
Yeah, you can ask him too. He's good.
Okay, at the moment where Harrison tells Barry that he should not tell Patty that he's the Flash because then she's like more apt to be kidnapped, etc., you had this look of like, oh, how could he? That's bogus on your face.
I hate when characters are like, you have to keep your secret or to protect everyone. And we kind of talked about this a little bit in the first season. But, like, I feel like if you tell your significant others or the people that are close to you who you are, then they're more able to prepare to be kidnapped or prepare themselves to be in dangerous situations. Whereas, like, in this episode, Patty was kidnapped and she didn't know why. She didn't know who the Flash was. She was essentially a helpless victim trying to figure out all the reasons she was there. Whereas if she knew that the Flash was Barry, she would understand why she was taken and she could kind of focus on escaping or focus on contacting him because he's the one who could save her at that moment.
My problem was that Harrison Wells' logic was flawed here. His whole thing was, all right, if you tell Patty, then Zoom will take your loved ones. Zoom will know who the loved ones are, regardless if Patty knows or not. So like Tari's saying, if he's going to know either way, at least let her in on it.
Is that because he knows that Barry Allen is the Flash?
Because Zoom knows?
Yeah. Or how is he going to know either way?
Yeah.
Because he knows
that. I think as when you're using somebody as your puppet, I'm pretty sure you know exactly who they are. We saw him puppet him all around town.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm thinking, like, maybe a little peekaboo there.
Patrick, you look like you're something to say. Did you agree with that?
Look, I think you got to give, you know, superheroes some leeway here to protect their identity. Because the world is crazy enough as it is. And then you get, you know, metahumans and supervillains. And you're trying to maintain some semblance of normalcy. You know, the guy's still trying to keep his job. He's got Sing on his case. He went, you know. And so as crazy as the world is, by hiding your identity, you're kind of containing the crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know. So I get you. And it does make sense. They might be, your loved ones may be better prepared to protect themselves. But at the same time, you got to try to contain the anomalies.
Right.
So everybody doesn't just go nuts.
Absolutely. It's easier to contain like 5 people versus 7 or 9 or 12. Although, as much as I love the Barry, Ella, and Patty relationship, it is still very new. Like, you can't tell every girlfriend in the first 2 months.
Yeah.
That's true, but I feel like there was something special here, and I also think that if he had told her sooner, she would have stayed, for what it's worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although, I have to say that Patty, they've set up as a brilliant character. We love her. I think that she's smart enough to draw the lines when, to connect the dots of Turtle saying that, like, you're precious to Flash.
Yeah.
Mm. At least the flowers thing was a dream, because that's when I was thinking, all right, this chick is smarter than that. The flowers went up in flame, but that was a dream. But I agree. Sometimes it's really hard, even when you're a detective, though, i.e. Joe, to detect the situations right in front of you.
Yeah.
So I think that she probably really doesn't know, even though there's been so many signs.
Yeah, really? I'd agree. Like, when you're so close to it, it gets easy to second guess yourself, because you want what you believe to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I agree with that, but we can move on.
No, set me straight.
I just give her the value that she's like deserves.
I just will be upset to see her leave if she's legitimately leaving, because she's been one of my favorite parts of the season. She's so freaking adorable, and I love their relationship. Although a little weird with her and Iris tonight, because I do think Iris is going to marry Barry, so it's kind of strange that we keep referring to her as the sister. It like gives me the heebie-jeebies a bit. Mm-hmm. But I still like Patty. I'm ready for her to stay for at least another season.
And she's a great cop. And
yeah.
She's tough and she's quirky. And
she's a woman who kicks butt.
Yeah.
There's not enough of them on TV, so I don't really want to send her to uni, but if we have to.
Yeah. She's also that character on TV that she has like a tough job. She's a detective. She's very pretty. And then they put her in a dress with makeup, and you're like, oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, totally.
Remind me, what is Midway City where she's going? Is that something
the university?
Comics? That's not like where a superhero lives?
No.
Not that I remember.
Oh.
It just seemed like a really good
generic name.
University.
Oh.
Actually, though, it's ringing a bell for me. Midway City. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look that up for me, please.
It's nothing that's on TV right now in terms of like she's not jumping to. Where did Supergirl mention last week?
But during the Patty and Iris scene, I couldn't help but have my like Bechdel test ringing.
I was
head.
Thinking of that too. I was like, this is all about Barry. I want them to talk about something else, but they're like, nope, straight on the main character.
Yeah. And then I was thinking to previous episodes, and I was like, oh, we haven't had a lot of Bechdel approval.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, that'd be interesting to...
You know,
see. Yeah.
It's this occasionally Iris and Caitlin will like have a convo about the Flash, but it's always in the group setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's never like one on one. So just something that.
But
to
even
keep
if they're
in
talking
mind.
About the Flash, does that pass?
I don't think so. Think well, yeah. Flash, if they're in Central Labs talking, because it's work.
Yeah. All right.
For Caitlin, it's work. Okay. I don't know. It just something that I'm. Curious of. And
okay.
What do you got?
Midway City is a fictional city in the DC universe. The shared universe of comic book titles is published by DC Comics. Da-da-da. Midwestern city based loosely on the real world city of Chicago. Mm-hmm. In an Ask the Answer Man column printed in Detective Comics number 470 in June 1977. So,
okay.
it sounds familiar if you're a deep...
Deep.
Yeah. Seems like it's been around, though, and it makes other appearances also.
Okay, while I'm a huge fan, I probably am not that deep to remember that.
During the event Final
it's
Crisis.
Okay. I think it's safe to say that we're all in consensus that we're upset that Patty's leaving.
Yep, yeah. Definitely. But I also am not in belief.
Yeah.
Consensus that I'm upset if she's leaving. Don't think she actually will.
I think that the fans like their relationship so much. I'm speaking for myself here. That I would think that the producers and they would... be in tune with that and would hopefully like listen and know that's happening and want to give us what we want.
Unless they didn't expect us to like them so much and Iris is endgame, so they got to get Patty out now so that people can remember that Iris is the one.
But it's Ross and Rachel. If it's 10 seasons, you can't have them get together in season 3.
That's
true. So are you calling her like the Julie of the bunch?
I liked Julie.
Yeah, I liked Julie too. Especially for Ross. But she wasn't Rachel. Remember, there was the whole column, pros and cons. She's not Rachel.
Yeah.
just a waitress, fat ankles. I'm just quoting Fred now. Let's move on.
These are characters from a different show, right? Yeah.
These are all your characters.
Yeah, no. Different universe.
Okay,
three.
Before we wrap up Turtle, the plan was to use Turtle to slow Zoom down. He's
brilliant.
Clearly dead, right?
You mean by the end with Wells?
Yes.
I don't think he's dead. I think he was lobotomized. Like, I think that Wells took a piece of his frontal lobe.
Was that what it was? It was a piece of brain?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah.
Which, I mean, won't kill him, but I think that as soon as everyone gets back to the pipeline, they're going to be like, what happened? So I think this is going to sow a bunch of discord into the group.
I'm just super confused about why. He seems to be the one who wants to get to Zoom the most.
Right.
So why did he do this?
Oh, I think he's stealing his power in a way to slow down Zoom.
Yeah.
He can, like, turn it into a weapon.
But everybody wanted to do that. So why is he doing it in secret?
Well, Wells.
Wells takes Zoom's power because he wants to... Turtle's power because he wants to slow down Zoom. But that's the whole gang's...
Right.
Well, that leads me to my big issue, or question, is that Wells wants to defeat Zoom. Will him working with the Scooby Gang, the team...
That's what we call them.
Yeah.
The Scooby Gang,
Will that outweigh his need... Will that be more beneficial to him than working alone with Zoom to get his daughter back?
But are there levels to Wells's wanting to take down Zoom? Like, does he want to just take down Zoom along with everyone else, or does he just want to get his daughter back?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he doesn't care at all about
it. I think he's got subtle ulterior motives within the overall master plan
to work with both sides.
And also, maybe he's willing to do things that the other team members necessarily are not. Like.
Right, because all he cares about is getting his daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
Does
he
really want to take down Zoom, kill him? I don't know. But, you know, he made it clear that his priority was his daughter.
Yeah.
In the chat, Vern C says he wants to be the one in control of the slowdown power, not the team. So this could be just a control thing.
I mean, yeah, it's a double gambit in that, like, he could use it on Zoom, he could use it on Flash. Either way, he gets what he wants.
He could use it on Flash.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Wow.
Damn. Somebody tell Barry.
I think everybody really wants this now, though. Almost as, not as bad as him with the daughter, but... Caitlin sure has reason now that she knows about Jay. Barry has his own reasons, especially with all of his loved ones around. Everybody's fighting for something.
Yeah. Is that not just like a passing thing with Jay, though?
And Caitlin?
Yeah. They haven't set it up to be a relationship in my mind yet.
It's passing slowly.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes things pass slowly. I don't know how invested I am in it. I think that it's good that she's finding somebody, but she did something that made me have a horrible reaction tonight to her as a character, which I hate because I love her so much.
Tell it to us.
The first thing she does when she finds out he's sick is say, like, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? You know I just got over my husband who died, and you're sick. How could you let me get close to you? How about... I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah.
How about I feel awful for you? I'm going to do everything I can to help. This is about him, not about you, Caitlin. Are you kidding me? Worst reaction ever.
Well, but please.
Yeah, go ahead.
She did lose her husband twice. She's going through, like, that's top of mind for her. It's almost like PTSD. Like, she can't, like, see the other side of this. We don't know the exact time frame. Maybe 6 months? Like, that would be your initial reaction.
But she had a minute to think about it. It wasn't like he told her and this was gut reaction. She spit it out.
Right.
She went to the lab, figured it out, got all this information. Prepared a response. And that was it?
I think she's that hurt.
Well, yeah. I would say it's also... Part of it is also her, like, scientist hubris. And that, like, she feels like... the biggest thing is that she could cure it if she knew about it.
Yeah.
And so...
So go with that. Lead with that. I wish I knew so I could have helped you earlier. Not, I wish I knew because I wouldn't have gotten close to you.
I mean...
I was just stunned by the selfishness of the statement.
But what Tari said, like, she doesn't believe it's going to kill him because she thinks she could solve it. But also, like, from the writer's perspective, we want to watch, like, selfish characters because they're more interesting.
No, I'm not saying the writers did a bad job. I think they did an amazing job. Look how pissed I am. I think that's the point.
Like,
for me to be affected by something so much, that means that they're killing it. I just... I don't like that look on her. Mm-mm.
It's funny because what I got from that scene is, oh my god, Jay is such a pessimist. For being, like, the superhero from Earth 2, who's, like, saving the day, I want to see him, like, fighting for something. And he's just like, it's going to kill me. We'll never catch Zoom. I don't believe that he believes we'll catch Zoom.
But I think it makes him a little... Like, I think it makes him an interesting character in that he... You realize how much that he's kind of relied on his speed, one, to heal him, but also, like... Being a hero makes you feel like a hero, but now that he's not that, he has to face his own, like, his own weakness, essentially.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's, I feel like he's doing a really good job, the actor, I feel like, is doing a really good job of conveying that, and the writing is doing a good job of, like, cluing us into how he's feeling. I wish we spent more time with him and more time with him kind of dealing with that, but I love what we're getting.
Yeah. I do too, and I guess it follows in, it's in character for him.
Right.
You know, we had the crisis earlier this season, and he just left. He didn't agree with them, and he left.
Yeah.
I think the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He was on cloud nine. He was everything. He was the super. And he's 6'4". Exactly. He was the superhero, and now he doesn't have that, and so I would be pessimistic too if I were him.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. I mean, yeah, going from being the guy to maybe helping out the guy.
Right.
Yeah, right. You know?
It's a really hard position. So I don't blame him for not telling her.
Yeah.
But can you imagine hearing that? How's he going to tell anybody else? Like, that's not what you want to hear.
No. Okay, so the fact that he's maybe... He's TBD dying. He's, like, dying adjacent, let's say. The fact
that
aside...
Oh, did you say TBD?
Yeah.
To be determined, dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That aside, the fact that he's from Earth 2, could we still root for them as a relationship? Knowing that he's going to go back anyways.
He's just stuck around for so long, though. It's weird. Like, he seems chill being here.
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee that he's going to go back. Like, in Earth 2, he was the Flash. But now that he doesn't have his powers, like, he could do what he wants.
I just assume that he would always get his powers back and, like, abort Earth 1 and go back and, like, be the hero.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he bounces back and forth and visits. I mean, Firestorm wasn't around ever.
That's true.
She could, if she could date somebody who could go all different cities, maybe she could date somebody on a different Earth.
It's true.
Keep that portal open.
So no one's bothered by it. Got it.
And we'll talk about it in news and gossip, but we know we're sticking around Earth 2 for quite some time.
Oh, there's so many pictures they released this week.
Mm. Oh, okay. Did they?
Yes. Yeah, cool. We finally saw it. We'll get to it. We got to wrap up two more points. Wally West... I'm shocked by what a punk he's become.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with this character.
Really?
Oh, I love him.
I mean, he's a punk. He has a great reason for being a punk, because he's trying to save his dying mother. Like, check, got it. But, like, be nice to your dad. Are you not bothered by it, Patrick?
I'm not. I mean, because I think one thing the show does great is explore the parent-child relationship. And so this is just another dimension of it, you know? And we saw it, you know, with Iris kind of... denying her mother, you know, saying you haven't been around for 20 years and you're not going to start now. And so to see Wally kind of defining the boundaries of his relationship with his father is kind of, it's an interesting coming of age moment for a character we just met. And it's shaping an interesting spine for this guy.
Yeah.
I think it's important for everybody in life to always remember that you're allowed to change your mind. So people get upset with characters all the time, like, that's not what that character would do. He went to Joe's doorstep. Why is he now being like this? Because he's allowed to change his mind. And he's allowed to change his mind as many damn times as he wants because he's been really screwed. Yeah. So he's allowed to show up and think he wants a relationship with his dad. And then he's allowed to think, this is too fast. Oh, my God, I can't do it. And then he's allowed to be mad at the dad. And then he's allowed to be sad. He's allowed to feel all those things. So I love watching that. This is what real characters look like. They're conflicted about what to do.
Yeah.
That's life.
Interesting. Yeah. And I guess my problem isn't with his actions. It's like what he said specifically to Joe when he said, like, you weren't around. You weren't my father. And I want him to be like, I didn't have the choice.
I get that. I totally hear you. And I don't pin this on Joe. But I do see why he does.
Yeah. I would say that Wally has more of a reason to have a beef with Joe than Iris does with Francine. Like, Francine, she thought that she was dead. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, though Joe didn't know about Wally, he still knew that Francine was alive and well. and could have sought her out. He cut her out of his life.
Okay.
So I understand Wally's kind of rebellious nature and him kind of, like, wanting to push back.
Well, Iris's mom knew Iris existed. So I have more of a problem with her because she was all up on drugs and stuff.
Well, yeah. Francine's a real, like, flawed character.
But I think that I think they're both allowed to feel how they feel. Iris and Wally and Joe and Francine.
But what does Wally know about Joe? I mean, what did Francine tell Wally about where his father was?
Right.
So maybe he's been fed, you know. Maybe she poisoned him.
Good question.
That's true.
And whether or not I'm, like, mad that he's being a punk or not, it is fascinating to see his relationship with Joe, because previously he's been set up as the perfect father.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. Yeah. And so to him struggle with fatherhood, it's like, wait, this isn't how it goes.
Yeah. Also cool to see his obsession with speed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm loving that. They're planting those seeds. However, he's not currently a Flash. It doesn't seem like that, at least.
Yeah.
So, are we going to see something happen?
Is it possible that he is a Flash and does not know it yet? It is not, right? The powers.
Powers. Magic.
I mean, it would seem that he wasn't in town during the whole explosion. Mm-hmm. So, I think that if he develops powers, it will be some freak accident. Especially since we have so much of this whole, like, transference of speed stuff going on, that I think that maybe he'll get caught in a crossfire or something like that. I don't think it's already inert in him at the moment, though.
We are talking about, like, the transitioning of powers from Jay to Zoom. It could be, like, a Zoom to West thing, Wally West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Contagious.
Can you imagine Joe having two speedster sons?
No.
Crazy.
That'd be great.
Could you imagine Joe being a speedster?
Oh, that would be crazy, too.
I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, well, I would love to see that. I would watch Jesse do anything.
I know. We love him.
We love everybody. Love Jesse.
Yeah, also that character just could have been so boring and one note and, like, forgettable.
Yeah.
And yet he's, like, now, like, the one, like, the heart of the show.
Yeah. Well,
talking about him now, I was going to save it for news and gossip, but happy birthday to him this past week.
Yeah.
We love you. Happy birthday.
We're almost out of time. We got to hit the last point, the return of Eobard Thawne, Reverse Flash.
Jeff, I don't know what to say about this one.
And I'm so excited because the preview said the exact same thing. We killed off his family line. How did this happen?
Yeah. I mean, though, again, we have, like, a whole nother Earth. So, like, basically, he could be Earth 2 Eobard Thawne. He could be anything. Time travel, alternate universes, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of the Speed Force, right? It's this kind of outside of time and space bubble. And you know, when Victor Garber's character explained the Earth 1, Earth 2 phenomena...
Professor Stein.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just Earth 1 and Earth 2. It was Earth 3 and 4,
How
five,
cool was
six.
That the way you explained it, too, on the board?
Right? So, there. So, who knows? There's tons of alternate universe possibilities.
This is what Carlos Hernandez in the chat says. Eddie died in Earth 1. He's still alive in Earth 2, and therefore, so is Reverse Flash.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess what confused me the most was he said, like, where the hell am I? Meaning it was not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I would get it if he was, like, coming back to kill somebody, but the fact that he, like, just didn't plan on it, I was like, well, what could this mean?
Yeah. And also, welcome back, Gideon. Missed ya.
Yeah.
Cool to see Gideon. And in that different carnation, it was cool.
Yeah. I love that, actually.
I'm so into Gideon.
Yes, please.
Do you guys think that they're pulling a well switcheroo and that he's not going to be evil this time around?
Oh, I don't think he is evil. I think he is a father trying to get his daughter back in any means necessary.
Right, but I mean, like, Eobard, do we think that he is going to be...
Oh, Eobard.
Yeah.
I want to assume that the Reverse Flash is evil in any situation, but I have no earthly idea. I have no idea. Do you have any hints that you can even, like, ponder?
Not really.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
And I think, hopefully it goes beyond just good or bad, right?
Right.
It's just a bunch of people with cross purposes kind of working against each other. So maybe he's here and he's trapped and he'll have to do questionable things to get back.
I don't know if this is true or not, but Ivan Soto says it's been confirmed he's not from Earth 2. I don't know where he heard that confirmation.
Where do you get your facts, Ivan?
Yeah. Article or it didn't happen, guys.
Link. Send link.
We have to do a speed round of news and gossip.
Okay.
Are you ready, Roxy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll do one, you do one, you do one.
Okay.
I'll start.
Go.
Okay, King Shark's coming back. Episode 15, and they're bringing Diddle. Is that his name? Diggle.
Diggle.
Diggle and Lila from Arrow.
I'm all in on Diggle.
And because, again, they heard the outpouring of a love for King Shark and said, you loved him, and he looked awesome.
And he was so
expensive. Could you believe how good he looked?
Sorry?
Could you believe how good he looked?
I looked amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
I jumped up. Oh, it looks ridiculous. It's amazing.
That was sick.
What'd you say?
Just that he looked good, I think is what I said. I have the next one, though.
Yeah, please.
Kevin Smith. Directing an episode of The Flash.
Yes. Unlabeled. Did he direct it yet?
Sorry?
Did he direct it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it's coming.
Could I be more excited for anything in the entire world? I don't think so. He's
Suicide
so
Squad.
Badass. What did you say?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for that. I'll talk about that later.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that looks so good.
On a DC show.
Okay. we're on a speed round. I forgot. Okay, so we saw images and footage from the rest of season 2, and we're seeing Killer Frost. And some incarnation.
With those really scary looking lips, but really hot at the same time. Don't know how I'm feeling
Definitely
about it.
Definitely evil.
All about it.
Ronnie was there. Oh my God.
Yeah.
End of that point.
Crazy. That looked crazy. Grodd coming season 3 confirmed for definitely, I think it was 3 or more episodes, which means that we're going to Gorilla City, which means that CW is spending money, so we're spending quite a bit of time over there.
Oh, yeah.
Confirmed Gorilla City, or you're just guessing we're going there?
I think they confirmed that. However, I would definitely believe if they're bringing Grodd in for multiple episodes, that would be why.
That would be awesome to see him there.
Yeah.
The Flash?
Well, that would mean that we got back to Earth, too. How did we get over there? What's going on?
Oh,
who's in Gorilla City?
Oh, my brain hurts. Mm. Okay, next thing.
Okay,
I was reading about Zoom's costume, and they used inspiration from Jaws. The Jaws. Ooh. And Spider-Man's Venom. And they said that if Reverse Flash came from the future, that Zoom came from hell. And they're worried about, they want him to be creepy and scary like a demon. And at one point they said, is this too scary? It's a family show. And they like pulled back a bit.
When your kids start to say, oh, I can't watch this, Daddy, let us know.
Yeah,
and then you say, it's too scary.
Just treat us. And then also, they wanted, the mouth thing came, I believe, from a suggestion by Andrew Kreisberg. And then the black eyes, they're trying to make him look possibly not human. And they're, working with the leathers and shading. But because he's black eyes and almost no mouth, they said the digital effects team said it was a dream to animate. Because it just was so easy. Because those are the hardest parts.
Right.
It looks scary in real life. Big guy in the suit, Ryan, he's a big dude, and it's just a towering, kind of imposing suit. And that
it's terrifying. It looks like the suit's been on him so long, it's just melted on him.
Very Venom-esque.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of the suit next to Henry Allen? Because we all have our theories here about who's inside that suit. Mm-hmm, just saying. I was trying to read his face, but he gave nothing.
He's that's interesting.
That's an actor right there.
What else you got?
That's it.
That's
out.
What I got too.
Okay, we're done with news and gossip then.
Oh, we're moving on to Patrick.
Oh.
We want to hear what else you got going on.
Oh.
Besides Captain Singh's season 2 beard,
what
else is new?
Oh, what do you think you were going to do?
I don't know. I'm new at this.
You're in the another show, Art of
It's called The Art of More.
The Art of More.
Yes, and it's streaming right now on Crackle.
Crackle.
Here. Yeah.
Everything's on Crackle now.
Everything's on Crackle. It's the place to be.
Yeah, this show's not.
a lot of things. Thank you, Jeff.
Not everything. It's streaming live on Crackle and in Canada. It's on Show Me, a different streaming service.
Cool. We've got Canadian viewers out there, so.
All right. Good job, eh? what else? I finished a feature film called Interrogation with director Stephen Reynolds, and I co-star with Adam Edge Copeland. Any WWE fans?
Oh,
Edge.
Remember Edge?
Yeah.
Up in here, as in the bigger place.
Yeah,
we have a lot of WWE fans.
Oh, and he played Adam Spencer in the premiere episode.
Yep. Of season
2.
He did a great job.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was kind of surprised at how well.
His just head is massive.
Yeah, he's got a big block. Yeah.
A lot of crossover with DC and WWE now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if that's deliberate or if it's just
Well, I think you got a lot of big people over
there.
Right.
Yeah, they fit the like hero mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like physically big.
Yeah, yeah. Big. Like I'll kick your butt, big.
Oh man.
What else you got going on? That seems like a lot, though.
Yeah, it's that.
I just think with the way the industry is now, it's so cool they're able to work in Canada, like where you're from, as well as here.
Yeah.
Like that's just like that's unprecedented.
To be able to work.
To like work where you're from in Canada. Like you would have had to like 10 years ago move to LA and like yeah. plant here.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice to stay in one place and work. But, you know, as it stands where I'm at, I just have to like just city hop, right? So I can get to work where I'm from, originally in Montreal, a little bit in Vancouver, come down here and try to hustle some more work.
Have your kids visited you on set at all?
They visited the set. They come to the Christmas parties, but they haven't come to actually watch me work.
Mm, oh yeah. My god.
Wow. Yeah. That will be a cool day.
Yeah.
Take your kids to work day.
Are they comic fans at all?
They are now. I mean, and the cast is pretty tight, and so they've gotten to know the cast, and so they're really, you know, pretty close with everyone, very proud of the show. Aww.
Like Uncle Grant?
Yeah, exactly. Uncle Jesse.
I love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I was reading a little bit about fulfilling young artists.
Yeah.
Are you still working with them?
Yeah. I mean, it's Fulfilling Young Artists is a mentorship program that a friend of mine, Sage Brocklebank, started in Vancouver. And what we try to do is we try to pair 20 experienced actors with 20 young actors. And we put them through a mentorship program. And the whole program is free. So everything is based on volunteer time and everyone's availability.
Wow.
And so the timeline is kind of flexible. It's whenever we have time to get around to it and start the program up again.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So cool.
And our focus, and what I think it sets it apart from everything else, is that our focus is not to get these young actors more work, is to get them more fulfillment, get them more joy out of being an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It can't all be tied into booking jobs, you know? It's detrimental to you as an artist.
Right.
If all of your artistry is going towards booking work, right? So we try to get them to focus on what's going to be fulfilling for you as an actor.
That is so cool. And that's based out of Canada?
Yeah, that's in Vancouver right now.
Vancouver. Oh my god, that is so cool. Well, we've loved having you.
Yeah.
It's great to be
here.
Thank you
so much.
It's very inspiring. You guys, you know, the level of attention you guys pay to the show is really kind of daunting.
You like the notes that we take?
Kind of like, yeah. I'm like paying attention. Yeah, I gotta get it.
There's so much that happens. Gotta note it.
So you took 7 steps this episode.
Where can everybody find you online?
You can
Twitter is best.
Yeah, tweet me at Patrick Sabongi, and I'm on Instagram at Sabongi.
Cool,
Sabongi. Yeah. All right, well, guys, this is so much fun. Thank you. So nice to see everybody. Where can everybody find you, Roxy?
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And after this, wait an hour and then tune back in. We're going to be talking about The Legend of Tomorrow preview and also the Suicide Squad trailer here. Really, really excited. All things DC. So that will be in an hour.
Oh my, is that DC movie news?
No. No, we're doing it with the Legends of Tomorrow panel on AfterBuzz.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're doing a special. Episode 0.
Hey, we should also shout out Grant's birthday, too. Jesse and Grant and myself just had a combined birthday celebration.
What was your birthday?
Mine is January 9th.
Happy belated.
Nice. Happy birthday.
And to Grant, too. Didn't mean to snub anybody for the birthday.
Where can we find you, Tari?
You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. It's TauriJay.
And I'm on Twitter at JeffMasters1. Guys, we'll see you next week. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later. The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.